Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Sparky here. Over there, he is joining us on our Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. He is Tim Dillard. How are we doing, Tim?
Good, Sparky. How are you?
Doing good out here at Left's Lucky Town in Tosa, enjoying the nice Wisconsin weather that we have. So I'm going to bring up to you the same thing I've brought up to Jerry Augustine yesterday, because I'm livid by what I heard 2 days ago, and I can't let it go. I can't move on. It's kind of ruining my life. So Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports, Brewers writer, joined, as he does every Tuesday here on this show, and he's at American Family Field right now getting ready for Brewers and Angels, and he suggested the possibility of Jacob Mizorowski maybe not being on the divisional round playoff roster because they haven't moved him to the bullpen to this point. It doesn't appear like he'll be a starter in this round, and that maybe they would save him to the NLCS and then give him that opportunity. I was livid for numerous reasons, but before I move on, I want to get your thoughts on, do you see a possibility of that happening?
I don't know. I mean,
oh.
I don't think – I know Wags. He doesn't know either. He's just guessing unless he has inside information. Yeah, there's no way to know. I bet they also had plans in place, and then Jose Quintana goes on the IL.
Right.
Like, you can have plans, and you can say, hey, we're going to do this, or we're going to do that, but – baseball doesn't care if it's a week away or one day away. It doesn't matter. I personally don't know why you would wait around because you're already – if they got a bye past the wild card, which it looks more and more like that, then it's going to be another 4 or 5 days. Then you tack on another series, and then you're starting to look at a lot of time in between facing major league hitters. So, I don't know the strategy involved in that, but – I mean, I think it's Andrew Wagner just guessing, which we're all.
I hope that's what it is,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm going with that. Yes, thank you. That's positive. Yeah. I'll roll with that. That maybe that's just all it is. Hopefully, he's guessing wrong and it doesn't work out for numerous reasons. But the other part about this is, do you like the way these playoff series are set up in Major League Baseball? We're going from a three game series to a 5-game series to a 7-game series. Because from what you're talking about, too, as far as what the rosters look like, there are going to be guys that probably won't be on one roster but will be on another roster. And if it were to be a Mizorowski or a Quintana or whoever that may not be on one roster but then may be asked to start in the NLCS after not having faced, you know, live MLB hitters for 2 weeks, that's probably going to be kind of a big ask at this point.
It is. I mean, and there's still, I know, 12 days, is that right? 12 games left,
Something
like that, 11 games. I know that seems like it's coming down to the wire, but these are all decisions that don't have to be made for a while, for 11 days or whatever. And so you can make all the decisions you want, but to me, they're going to put together the best roster for that series. And honestly, I think the team's built for a 5-game series. It's built for a 7-game series. There's a lot of teams out there that are only built for maybe 3 or maybe not at all. So I think there's a lot of stuff that's still up in the air, but the Brewers have no reason for anyone to doubt them. I mean, they've been doubted all year and have excelled. So don't see that being an issue when they're trying to put together a winning playoff roster.
I have another question that came up. We had Jerry Augustine on, and I didn't think about asking him the question. And I don't know if I've ever asked you this, because you and I have been talking for like the last 3 or 4 years doing these weekly interviews. When we talk about a pitcher that maybe struggles to get through, you know, 6 innings, high pitch count. I'm using Freddie Peralta as an example, but not specifically, but just in general, right? How much of that is game planning? How much of that is calling of the game from the catcher and the pitcher being on the same page? Meaning, you know, catcher's calling one thing, pitcher's like, nope, I'm not throwing it there. I'd rather nibble on the outside. I'd work this a little bit longer, that type of deal. In having that cohesion that goes along with it to make it work. Because we always want to say, oh, it's Freddie. He can't figure this out and so forth, and we all get mad at Freddie. But I never asked the other aspect of how much the rest of this plays into it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's game calling or anything other than, you know, if you're using Freddie and, you know, some of his starts, he goes 5 innings, throws 100 pitches or whatever. I think it's just because he doesn't want to give up anything. Like, he just slows the game down, which is hard to do nowadays because of all the, you know, the clock and everything in play. So he slows things down by just nibbling, you know, and making guys get out on pitches they want, you know, wouldn't usually swing at. Or they just walk, and then it's like, all right, reset button, let's face the next guy, which is fine. I've had tons of teammates that would pitch that way. They didn't care if it took 40 pitches. They want a zero. And there's other people that are like, well, I want to throw 10 pitches. I'm okay giving up a home run, and then I'll get the other 3 outs. And, you know, everyone's built a little bit different. But we've seen the fact that he can go 6 innings or 7 innings, and he can do that on a 100 pitch count. But as things wind down, honestly, his last start the other day looked like all he wanted to do was strike out 10 batters. That's what it looked like the entire game. Yep. It's almost like he wrote it down and said, I'm going to strike out 10 batters today, went out there and made that happen. Which is not an easy thing to do, but his stuff's elite. But with that eliteness, you know, sometimes you miss, and when you miss and don't get swings at it, then they're balls. So to your point, there's guys out there that can strike out the world in 5 innings, and there's other guys that can give up a few runs over 8 innings and on the same amount of pitches. It's kind of just whatever the game's asking for that day. Sometimes you have zero control over it, and it could be the umpire or even the environment.
Let me ask you about Eric Fetty, a guy that comes over here, was just hanging out there after being released, and looks like a really good pitcher since they've brought him over. And I think it was Dominic Catronio maybe brought up that It seems like he's just throwing the sweeper more, and that's been kind of the difference with him being in Milwaukee versus other places. What have you taken away from Washington pitch?
Yeah, I mean, well, he was a starter pretty much everywhere he went, so all of a sudden you got the Brewers that are like, hey, we're going to throw you in the bullpen. So now he goes from starting most of his career. Now he's in the bullpen, and it's like, we don't need you to have 8 pitches in your arsenal.
Right.
Pick 2 of the best, which right now he's really showcasing his cutter and his sweeper. It's like, run with those pitches. Get really good at those 2 pitches because that's what the situation calls for now. You don't need 8 pitches coming out of the bullpen to throw 2 innings, you know, in relief. So, yeah, to me, that's what it is. Find your best stuff and run with it. I even had a coach, Eddie Perez, told me a long time ago. Eddie Perez, that coached
former catcher,
caught for the Braves, yeah. Caught all the big ones, you know, Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz.
Yeah, he was Maddox's personal catcher, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was my manager in Venezuela, and I was doing really well and had a really good stretch for a couple weeks or a month. And then one day I show up at a place, I think we were in Magallanes, and I threw a fastball, beautiful fastball, away, down and away to a righty. And it was like off the plate, and it came right back down and away, and this dude just absolutely missiled it to right field, goes opposite field. And anyway, the next day we were talking, all the coaches would smoke cigars in the dugout.
Nice.
And he said, what was your first thought when that guy ambushed you and hit the first pitch fastball down and away? And I said, my first thought was, I didn't get a chance to throw him my curveball. And he goes, that's your best pitch. If that's your best pitch, you should not be waiting around on throwing that pitch. So fast forward now, I mean, you're seeing a guy in Fetty in particular, it's like, you don't want to get beat on something that's not your best pitch, especially when you're a reliever. Go to your best pitch, throw it right away, and then go from there. But because the last thing you want to do is give up a first pitch hit on something that's not your best pitch, and then you, all you can think of is, why did I throw my best pitch? That's the worst. So we're seeing him throw his best pitches when he needs to. He's been good.
Tim Diller joins us, of course, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst, pre- and post-host, game analyst as well when Rock is off ultimately one of the funniest guys in all of sports. Tim Dillard, I have this question for you. Is that what makes Chris Hook so good compared to other pitching coaches? Because I feel like every time we talk about, hey, why is this guy all of a sudden doing good and they weren't very good elsewhere, and then why is this guy good? I feel like it's always the same answer. Well, Chris Hook's telling him to throw his best pitch more than maybe other pitching coaches do, I guess, across Major League Baseball. Is it really just that simple? He just has them throwing their best pitches more often than other guys?
I mean, maybe, but also, too, every situation is going to be different. Some guys are starters coming over and they're asked to be in the bullpen. Other guys are, you know, big deals on where they come from. And now suddenly they're humbled a little bit. They find themselves with the Brewers. And so they're more, more in the right mindset to listen to some sort of instruction. But I guarantee there's some sort of checklist. They're going to go through mechanics. They're going to go through pitches. They're going to go through what works against lefties, righties. There's like no stone that's unturned when it comes to trying to put together a guy's craft. And sometimes the players can't see it. You know, they fall in love with a certain pitch. They're like, this is my pitch. And it's like, well, you're not, if you, every time you throw it in this count.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Against this batter, it doesn't go well, so we need to do different things. So to me, a lot of times it just putting out there, this is what you do well, this is what you don't do well. And a lot of times, I would say there's organizations that have big-time pitchers. Maybe they're struggling, but they don't want to help them. Or maybe they're trying to, and that pitcher doesn't want to be helped. I think when you come to the Brewers, especially now as a pitcher, I think you know that, hey, maybe I'm good, but I have a chance to be better because their track record is speaking for themselves.
I think if you're the Brewers, you just take a picture of Quinn Priester and send it out to every pitcher in Major League Baseball and go, example A. Because I'm telling you, if I'm a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, long-suffering Pittsburgh Pirates fan that lives in Pittsburgh, and I know this was a first-round pick, and this was going to be our guy, our future, here we go, before Skeens, obviously. But again, if this dude was in that Pirates rotation with Paul Skeens right now, again, they still have to hit. I understand they haven't had any offense, but if he's in that rotation, that's a much, much better looking rotation, obviously. And to see him go somewhere else and now look like what they thought he could look like there, I mean, I would be so flustered if I was a Pirates fan at this point. And at the same point, like you said, if I'm a pitcher who has all this talent and nobody's been able to figure me out, I'm on the phone with my agent like, get me to Milwaukee, please.
Yeah, sometimes it's fresh eyes. It's fresh eyes, and they looked for something. And I'll say this about Priester in particular. This guy gets it done, goes deep into ball games. He's not afraid of contact, even though he's a young player, which a lot of times guys are afraid of contact. Even veteran players sometimes are afraid to throw the ball where it can be hit. But he knows what kind of pitcher he is. We interviewed him when we were in Pittsburgh after his great start. So it was, a couple Saturdays ago? And he had a great line. He's like, you know what, I pitched to contact, I'm going to give up hits. But the challenge is to not shy away from that, but to continue pitching the contact. And I know exactly what he's talking about. When you're on the mound and you're pitching your craft and it's not going well behind you, suddenly you go, okay, well, I got to do something else. And you have these irrational thoughts that come and you're like, all right, I need to do this or I need to do that. To hear a young player know what kind of pitcher he is and know what he's trying to do on the mound is exceptional. And that only comes from a player being told, hey, you can do this really well. Other things maybe you don't, but this you do really well. You should lean into that. And then once that pitcher buys into it, suddenly you're finding a guy that is, you know, one of the better pitchers in baseball, honestly, especially over the last 4 months, and a guy that's not very, his delivery and everything is not very strenuous. There's guys that are max effort pitchers, and you see it, and everything they do is max effort. He looks like he's just kind of nice and easy, flipping it up there, and it's awesome. You know, so that's when you're talking about longevity in baseball, he's a guy that has a chance to play for a really long time.
There's another aspect of this, and I can't tell as a fan, no idea. You're a vet. You've been out there. You've done it. Can you tell whose feels more comfortable in certain situations with runners on base based on mannerisms, based on watching them versus others that may get a little bit more flustered? And you can tell from just you watching, like, that dude's rattled right now. I can see it. This is not going to go well. Because I feel like when guys get on base for Priester, it's like, I'll get a double play. I'll get a ground ball. We'll get out of this. And seemingly he gets that ground ball more times than not and can get out of any type of mess that he may have gotten into previous to that. And I don't know if you can tell that as a former pitcher or not.
Yeah, well, a lot of times you can tell just by a demeanor and what a guy's trying to do. If he goes out there and he walks a couple guys, he definitely doesn't want to start pitching to contact suddenly. But I brought this up the other day. Stephen Watson and I were talking, and there was a situation in a game when they were playing, I don't know, they were playing somebody. And it's all about this. Let's say you're a pitcher and you give up a leadoff double. Whoa, okay, there's nobody out and you got a man on second. Like, oh, no. Or maybe there's one out and you give up a double and you're like, oof, you know, maybe I'm losing it. Or you have a guy on first and you give up a weak ground ball and there's no play at second and you got to go to first. So there's the same situation, man on second, one out. But it got there two different ways. And you can tell a pitcher on which two ways. Oh, he gave up a leadoff double, then got an out. Or you can tell a pitcher that, you know what, he gave up a single and then got a ground ball. Now there's a guy on second with one out. You can tell their mannerisms. You can tell what they're trying to do. You can tell by the way they pitch. Look at ball four a lot of times when they walk people. Pitchers will tell you everything. Because if they go 0-2 and then end up walking a guy, usually they walk them on some good, really good off-speed pitch, usually a breaking ball, slider, curveball. If they're behind in early in the count, if they walk them, it's going to be on a fastball. You can just tell the way that it starts and the way it ends on how guys are reacting to the situation. But, yeah, there's some pitchers that do not feel comfortable with runners on base. And then there's other pitchers that get better, it seems like. Chad Patrick is the guy that gets better, I feel like, with runners on base. No wonder they put him in the bullpen for a couple of starts, even though I know he's going back in the rotation now that Quintana's going down. But some guys have certain gifts, and you don't know what they are until you see them under that kind of pressure.
Are there are there managers that you feel like that maybe have managed you over the course of time or that you've seen along your way in the pros that are better at knowing their pitchers in those situations and maybe not panicking a certain guy but knowing with a different guy, okay, I better go get him because this is about to go sideways. And if it's a different pitcher in the same situation, they're willing to let him work through it.
Yeah, there's different situations for all of it. And one thing the Brewers do really well, and I mean top to bottom, and I went through every level a lot, so is their coaches pay attention. Not to say that other organizations don't have that guy, you know, have that top to bottom, but one thing that they do is they just pay attention. And they also know a backstory. If I'm the 35-year-old reliever, they're going to treat me a little bit different when, you know, the dictates by the game than a 22-year-old guy that's his first year in AAA. You know, stuff like that. They're going to sit there and look and see and evaluate. Okay, let's check out the mannerisms. And it's because they've seen a lot. They've seen so much experience. They're telling them, this guy's not ready for the situation. We got a guy out in the bullpen who's loose and ready. Let's go to this guy. And I mean, you can see it play out in different ways. You saw the Angels, was it last night? Urania, they left him out there. Ray Montgomery comes out, who I know, he left. Urania's like, I'm not coming to this game. Leave me in.
He used to be in the Brewers front office. He did a draft for the Brewers in the amateur draft. Yeah, great guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's awesome. He's taken over. He decides, okay, I'm going to leave him out there. It ended up not going well for him. You know, that's just kind of learning who your guys are that you can trust. Hey, we're going to leave you in there. I mean, even Pat Murphy, remember when he went out to go take Woodruff out of the ball game and they'd already visited? But that's how good pitchers are. He was convinced, you know what, Woodruff's got this. Now, legally, he had to change pitchers, but he listened to his starter. And if there was somebody else on the mound, he may not listen at all. He may be like, hey, you're done. But somebody like Woodruff, he knows, respects, and has seen him in that situation. So they're going to – good coaches take – you know, not like they're given more – you know, more whatever towards a starter or a guy that's been around a long time than a new reliever. But what they do know is experience, and they count experience as good experience, good and bad.
Well, that was going to be my last question, but then you brought up Urania. Now I got one more now after you brought him up. People don't realize how tough it is for y'all that have to move teams, get traded, all of that. For your family, your kids, all of that. This dude has been on 5 different MLB teams this year. 5. Like, I can't even fathom what that would be like, moving all over the country, chasing. Again, you're chasing your dream. This is what you want to do. This is what you sign up for. I get it. But that's still got to be really tough.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But the whole baseball thing is tough. I mean, any guy could walk into a clubhouse tomorrow and they'd be like, hey, we're done with you. You know, you've been released or we're sending you down. And you may not deserve it. You know, you may look at the numbers and like, out of, you know, these 5 guys, I should not be released or I should not be sent down. But then sometimes there's other rules that are in place. Well, you got options, or well, you got this, or we're not allowed to send him down because of his contract or whatever it is. It just seems unfair. And the problem is, you know, there's players that have a hard time realizing how little control they have. You know, you hear about these guys with the big contracts, but that's like a very small percentage, that guys that have really good contracts that are like guaranteed. You know, everyone else, the huge majority, could walk in tomorrow and not have a job. And that's why it's tough. It's tough on families. It's tough on spouses, kids. Like, everybody is going like, maybe you don't deserve this, and or you get traded. It's like, well, we just rented an apartment. That happened to us several times. You know, you rent an apartment, and then suddenly, hey, we're calling you up, or hey, we're sending you down. And you're like, what do I do with my furniture and my kid's stroller? You know, how do I? It's logistical stuff that you don't really think about when you're just watching a game. Like, hey, this guy skipped around from team to team. But most players, it doesn't matter. They walk into a new clubhouse, usually a pitcher. The hardest thing to do is, all right, I got to get on the same page with my catcher. Outside of that, most baseball players know how to navigate a clubhouse.
He is Tim Dillard, again, of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin, joining us here. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Taylor. Tell everybody about your podcast as well.
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty much on hiatus, but I appreciate you brought it up. I interview a bunch of guys that usually my teammates. It's called Buses, Benches, and Baseball, and basically we talk about the minor leagues and hear some of the stories, because there's so many, you know, podcasts and shows dedicated to the big leagues, and I thought, well, let's just try one about the minor leagues. And it's very simple, it's very easy. I'm going to kick it back up this offseason because most of my former teammates are all coaches now or still playing, so I got to wait for the season to be over so I can bother them again.
That's a great podcast. Absolutely check it out. There he is, Tim Dillard. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Sparky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.